Cuomo continues to press for more monetary aid from the federal government. He wrote a joint letter to the president and Congress with Larry Hogan, the Republican governor of Maryland. They're asking for $5 billion to help state governments pay for coping with the crisis. President Trump said Thursday that it's up to the states to determine when to reopen businesses and lift stay-at-home orders. Cuomo says if the states are doing all the work, then they need the funds to help them. During the governor's briefing, which often runs 40 minutes to an hour in length, Trump live-tweeted that Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. The president also said that the federal government already gave New York hospital beds and ventilators that then went unused. Cuomo, who earlier in the week said Trump was spoiling for a fight, but that he chose not to argue with the president, was clearly angered by the needling.
First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right?
Cuomo has repeatedly credited Trump and his administration for providing additional beds and ventilators, saying the reason they did not need to be fully used is that New Yorkers cooperated with stay-at-home orders and flattened the curve of the infection. But he says the federal government is just doing what it's supposed to do in a crisis.
Thank you for participating in a modicum of federal responsibility in a national crisis, which you know is a national crisis because he declared a federal emergency.
And the governor says the reason why he asked for the additional beds and equipment was because the CDC projected that they would be needed. He suggested, sarcastically, that the president should revise his role on the TV series The Apprentice and fire the head of the CDC, as well as the leaders for the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
You know the show with what the president did? You're fired. If he wants to fire someone for projections, retake his TV career. Those are the three documented.
Cuomo says he's frustrated because he fears that without the federal government helping to coordinate the testing that's needed to reopen the economy, there will be a repeat of the chaos during the first phase of the pandemic, when he says the federal government was unprepared and hospitals struggled for beds and personal protective equipment, or PPE.
If we don't have federal help on testing, that's a real problem. And I'm not going to go through the chaos that was created last time on PPE, where people who were genuine heroes couldn't get PPE because there was a lack of coordination and because everything was made in China. We're looking at that situation with testing again. I can tell you that.
Cuomo addressed other issues in the briefing as well. There's been complaints from families with relatives in nursing homes that they've been unable to get information about their health conditions or whether there is COVID-19 in the facility. The governor says he is now ordering nursing homes to disclose that information to families. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.